With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street futures trending lower this morning after yesterday's historic rally, a comeback that White House correspondent Greg Clugston says was fueled by President Trump's decision to pause steep tariffs on most American trading partners.
Hours after sweeping reciprocal tariffs went into effect, the president announced a 90-day pause for countries that did not retaliate. But he raised the tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%. Investors cheered the news, pushing stocks sharply higher. The Dow gained nearly 8%, the S&P 500 was up almost 10%, and the NASDAQ rose by more than 12%.
Will China agree to tariff talks with the U.S.? The president, confident Beijing will see the light.
I think President Xi's a very smart guy. And I think we'll end up making a very good deal.
Overseas, Asian markets closed higher. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate has confirmed former Arkansas governor, Baptist minister, and political commentator Mike Huckabee as America's new ambassador to Israel.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 46. The nomination is confirmed.
The party line vote installs an evangelical Christian and strong supporter of Israel as ambassador just 2 days after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the White House. Huckabee has expressed support for Israel's right to annex the West Bank and opposition to a two-state solution.
Correspondent Jennifer King. The House may vote today on a budget blueprint that would advance the Trump agenda. Yesterday's planned vote was postponed amid skepticism on the part of some Republican budget hawks. The death toll in the Dominican Republic nightclub roof collapse has risen to 184. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 654, NASDAQ futures off 455. Points. This is SRN News. A South Carolina church is honored.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Democratic-led states and cities are pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Those programs, which promote the LGBT agenda, among other things, are a prime target of the administration. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with the DEI rollback, as have authorities in California and Vermont, the mayor of Chicago promising to sue over any funding cuts. This is SRN News. Three Americans repatriated to the United States from Congo stand accused of staging an elaborate coup attempt.
It was aimed at overthrowing the African nation's government. A fourth man, alleged to be a bomb-making expert, has also been charged. That complaint arises from allegations resulting in three of those defendants being detained in Congo and receiving death sentences that were later commuted to life in prison. The Justice Department accuses the men of providing training and weapons to a rebel army that was formed to overthrow the government. Jason Walker reporting.
The Treasury Department has issued new sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program just 5 days before senior officials are set to hold talks in Oman. Five entities and one individual based in Iran are cited in the new sanctions for their support of Iran's nuclear program. More details at SRNNews.com.